Welcome to Pilgrim Talk.
I suppose you've heard that it's been said in the Word of God that we are more than conquerors. Now, what's all that about? Because there's many a day we feel like we are, we feel very down or discouraged or under the pressures of the world and fighting just to survive, it seems. And yet, the Word of God says we are more than conquerors. Well, I'll tell you what that's about. I believe it's to do with, first things first, the victory that Jesus Christ won at Calvary, at the cross. He made a public spectacle of every demonic power. Not a single demon wasn't defeated. They all were when Jesus died on the cross. And it was a complete victory. It wasn't a partial victory or a bit of a victory. No. When the first innocent man ever died, his name was Jesus, he went down to hell and he rose victorious out of it because they couldn't keep a good man down. They couldn't keep a good man in hell. And every demonic power was publicly displayed in the spiritual world as defeated. Now, when Jesus went back to heaven after his ascension, there was a conference, I believe. There was a conference up in heaven, and it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they got together, and they said, now for part B of the plan. Part A was Jesus winning and robbing back the keys, and part B was this, that the Holy Spirit will be sent down to the Middle East, to Jerusalem, to a room upstairs with 120 people who are praying, and the fire of God and the wind of God would come upon them, and they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, don't ever forget this. The Holy Spirit is God himself. He's a third person of the wonderful Trinity and the most forgotten member, of course, but the most powerful member. Well, they're all powerful, but you know, for us and the manifestations on earth, he is so wonderful. Now, here's the story. When the Holy Spirit arrived, he came with baggage. The baggage he came and he brought into our lives and into our hearts was this. He brought the complete victory that Jesus Christ had won. You see, when we got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, the thing about it is this, that we were filled with a complete package. We weren't given a mini Holy Spirit, or if a kid gets filled with the Spirit, he doesn't get a junior Holy Spirit. It doesn't work that way. No, it's God Almighty who indwells man. And this was the mystery from the ages past that the Bible talks about, that God, Christ will be in you, the hope of glory. Christ will be in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that inside of you, do you see, is God himself. Now that sounds like, hold on a minute, you arrogant person. How can you say that? Well, it's nothing to do with you. It's to do with God and God's plan and God's wish and God's desire. And us humbling ourselves, getting down off our high horse, bowing the knee, saying, God, I'm sorry, and asking him to come into us. It is that all, beginning, middle, and end, the doing of God in our lives. So it is God himself who indwells mankind. If you're a true born-again, spirit-filled believer, you too have this inside of you, this person who is Jesus, who is by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why you are more than a conqueror. Because things like sickness, depression, death, all these things and lack, and they're all dealt with. And God has provided all the things, that he's richly blessed us with all the things we need to pertain to life, to godliness, and holiness. And, you know, the amazing thing is that on an average day, an average Christian is not walking around like more than a conqueror. And some of them who are strutting around with a bit of pride in their hearts. But here, the God's plan is with the humility and our belief in his word and our reverence to his word, our deference to his word, that we would understand that it's him in us, his life through us, that makes us more than conquerors. And in fact, if you read the letters, the Bible, and read Paul's writings and all this stuff, you'll see that theme occurring again and again of the wonders of who we are in Christ. You know, the fact is that he didn't leave us all bashed up and defeated and dragged us into heaven by the skin of our teeth. No, it wasn't like that at all. The deliverance that God desires is spirit, soul, and body. Mankind is spirit, soul, body. And he came to save, to heal, and to deliver. He came to save the spirit. He came to heal the body. He came to deliver the soul. God's desire is that the kingdom, thy kingdom come, his kingdom would come on heaven as on earth. On earth as in heaven, where his will is perfectly done all the time and wonderfully done. And the plan of God is that that would be our life as we walk in this earth. So when we see certain people walking out there who are moving in the anointing of the Holy Spirit and are seeing miracles and are seeing sick people healed and seeing the dead raised and seeing all these things happen, that, ladies and gentlemen, is normal, biblical Christianity. We fall short of it often, but that's okay. God loves us and He's helping us. He's helping us. He's teaching us all the time, to encouraging us to lay aside the things of the past, to lay aside the former things and to walk with Him and to believe His word. Now, some of us feel like the word, that's just too good to be true. How could that all be true? Well, it's too good not to be true. It is true because God is so wonderful. When we were just living rebels and got on a road to hell, you know, God's love reached out and touched us and saved us. And that's just how could you begin to define the love of God? It's beyond description. His love towards us is manifested at the cross, but it goes beyond that. That He didn't stay in heaven. He didn't say, I'm not sending any Holy Spirit. We've done enough on earth now. Thank you very much. He didn't say that. No, His desire is to bring to Jesus a bride. That would be a group of people who are devoted to Him, who willingly choose Him. Now, it has been said that if Jesus appeared in all His glory on a busy street, everyone would bow the knee and fall down and worship. I believe that's true. But God's got a much better plan. The plan is that that people will voluntarily worship Him and voluntarily choose to love Him. Because true love is voluntary. It is not forced upon people. And so really leave you with that thought, because it's a wonderful thought. The fact that the desire of God is that we would choose to love Him, because love comes from that free will. We're made in the image of God. When God made us and when God breathed into the nostrils of Adam the breath of life, and that mud man laid in the ground turned into a pink man, and he jumped up and he breathed it, and he was a living spirit. He was there in the image of God. God, who had free will, gave him free will. God didn't make a robot who would just do exactly what God wanted, like a puppet or something. No. God took a huge gamble, because He made mankind with free will. And God suffered the consequences, because God was so grieved about the sin of mankind that entered the world. Remember, He was going to judge the world at the flood. And then He was sorry He made mankind. But then He looked favour on Noah. And we're all descendants of Noah. Don't ever forget that. And don't ever give out to God about judging the world and all the babies and the women, the children, and everything at the time of the flood. Because remember that you are a descendant of Noah if you're alive today. And God's plan is that you would get into another ark. This ark is Jesus. That you would be into this relationship with God. Because without that, the next judgment, you will be separated from Him. But you know what? The good news is, it doesn't have to be. God bless you, and thank you all for listening to Pilgrim Talk. And tune in next time.